Our Father, it is said in your inspired word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. How blessed we are, Lord, because of your guidance and your direction, and for the ordering of our steps. We know, Lord, that your ways are not our ways, nor are our thoughts automatically your thoughts. But we can pray, as I pray now, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Bless people with your word by the power of your Spirit. To those who have attentive ears and a heart desire to do your will. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and for his sakes. Amen. 15 years ago, Dr. Bruce Wilkerson wrote a book entitled Jabez. Circulation was unbelievingly numerous. Almost everywhere you went, people were talking about the prayer of Jabez. There are plaques and all kinds of ornaments given out, reminding people of the prayer of Jabez. The name Jabez actually means pain. Pain. But the unfolding of this text reminds us that though there be emotional and physical pain, difficulties and besetments and vicissitudes and all of these things occurring in our lives, God knows how to deal with pain. Somebody said, I've been sometimes up and sometimes down, almost level to the ground. Times have been characterized as by saying, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. But it was not luck, not smarts, but grace that brought me safe this far. And grace will lead me home. I want to talk from partly of the outline of the book, the title being Welcome to God's Honor Roll. Welcome to God's Honor Roll. Almost every parent, most parents, desire that their children be successful, not only as children, but as they mature, increasingly successful. We want them to excel academically. We challenge and almost command and demand that our children take seriously their academic approaches and achievements. And certainly we should want that. Our children learn the ways of life, the ways of success, and the ways that are beautiful and bountiful. If our children are athletically inclined, we want them to achieve athletically. Which, by the way, if you major and keep on going and have the giftedness and so forth, you make some good money. And you bless the family and others who are for your team. We also want them to excel occupationally. Paul talked to us about job being available. But But the better your preparation in a particular workforce or job opportunities, the more you are blessed financially and otherwise. We want our children, young people, to have good jobs. And that makes all the sense in the world to me, or much of it. We also want them to excel socially, to be out, know how to relate to people at all levels. And what a privilege it is that this is true. But I'm talking today about God's honor roll. The prayerful and powerful story of Jabez is hidden in perhaps the least read section, and even the almost longest session of the most boring chapter in Scripture. Somebody begat this, and somebody begat this one, and somebody begat this one, and somebody begat this one, and on and on and on. And finally, it comes to verse 10 from all of these of chapter 4. After having read all of the other, it says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bear him with sorrow.' And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me.' And the Lord granted him his request." And the Lord granted him his request. What a marvelous and magnificent passage this is. I'm so grateful for the fact that it's in the Word of God, wedged in between verses of Scripture that I just alluded to. But there are a number of things in this text that I think are apropos or beneficial for us to understand about the power of prayer to an Almighty God who says to us such things that we are looking at in this text. He cried out to God, and Lord, bless me indeed. Somebody would say, well, you know, the best way to pray is to pray for the sick, pray for those that need employment, pray for those that are struggling with the difficulties of life, and consider perhaps it's selfish to start out by saying, Lord, bless me. It appears to me that many people fail to recognize that God really wants all of us to make the honor roll. Yes, sir. There's no doubt about that. Look what he says. Ask and it shall be given. Yes. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto us. Just as you want your children, we want our children to excel in all the areas. God wants us to excel beyond everything else we could ever imagine. God is waiting to bless. And we say, bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God wants to bless you and bless me. I know I've got some witnesses in here, but I know God wants to bless us. And in this text, there's amazing information in this story that we should remember. First of all, as I said, he did not start out, bless my mother, bless my father, bless everybody else, and if you got anything left, give it to me. He started with me. Bless me. There is nothing wrong with asking God to bless us. Because when God really does bless us, it gives us the opportunity to be a blessing to others ourselves. God is an awesome God, and I want to look at several things. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. Jabez means pain. His mama named him Pain because he was a pain, even at birth. But there's more to this than that. He said, bore him in sorrow. Now, we don't know all the details of this sorrow because only two verses make this reference. This information is contained in two verses. So we don't know what the sorrow was. Maybe her husband left her. Maybe she didn't want a child in the first place. I don't know what the sorrow was, but it was so severe that she named him Pain. Named him Pain. But God is an awesome God. I don't know what it was. But by having that name, I promise you, could you imagine going to school and, what's up, Pain? What kind of pain is it today, Pain? All kind of mockery, all kind of laughter, all kind. But Jabez recognized that no matter how he was characterized, God had a plan for his life. You and I need to recognize that no matter how folk talk about us, no matter how we are described, no matter how folk think this about us, but I tell you what, God has a plan for every one of our lives. Jabez starts out, I want you to notice, first of all, I already talked about, Lord have mercy, the prominence that distinguished him. The prominence, he was more honorable than his brethren. Now, it did not say more honorable than his brothers. But all the names that are listed, all of them, four chapters, all those names, somebody begat this one and that one and all like that. But he topped all of them. He was more honorable than his brethren. Now, I don't think it was a matter of competition. It's a matter of commitment to being everything that he's capable of being. I don't think we ought to be competitors trying to outdo somebody else, but try to do everything that we are capable of doing to the glory of God and to the good of society and others whose lives we touch. So, the prominence that distinguished him, he was more honorable. Didn't say he was better looking, didn't say he was smarter, didn't say that he won prizes, but he was a person of honor. God wants us to be honorable people. The prominence that distinguished. He stood out distinctively. But I also want you to notice Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and there's no question about the results and the effects of that. First of all, the prominence that designated him. He met God's honor roll. It doesn't say anything about all the other honor rolls that he may have made, but he measured up and met God's honor roll. I know how pleased we are when we find out that our children make the honor roll rather than going in the other direction. But I want you to notice also the pain that designated him. I already talked about that. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in pain. Again, I said I don't know what the pain was. We don't know what it really was. But he was, despite the pain, he was more honorable than those who perhaps laughed at his name. He was more honorable. We can keep our honor despite challenges of life. Despite criticism that others may have, we can retain honor when we stretch our hands to God and allow him to make the difference in our lives. I want you to notice several other things in this text. I've referenced all of them by simply reading the text. But the praying that described him, I like this so much, praying that described him. And Lord, bless me indeed. I really like that part. And bless me indeed. And enlarge my course. Okay? Coast. and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now I like this part about his prayer. Lord, bless me indeed. He did not say bless me with a whole lot of money. In fact, he was not specific about how God would bless him. Don't you know that God knows more about what you need than I do? You do? Don't you? Can't you believe that God has a greater plan for your life than perhaps you can imagine? He left it all to God. Just bless me for real. Just bless me. He does not identify any specifics. He didn't ask for a new car, new house, a whole lot of bank account, and there's not a thing wrong with that. Please recognize my saying that. But he left it all to God. And I want you to know that God has a plan for every life. And God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than the heavens are above the earth. We ought to trust God to do what he has created us to do in the first place. Nobody is born by accident. Can I get a witness? In the house of God. And God has a plan for every person born in this world. And if only we recognize, just leave it to God. He knows exactly what he wants to do with your life. I had some plans that I thought would work. And I finally came to a point that the best thing I could do is just say, God, do what you want to do with me. I was shocked and amazed when he said, I want you to be a preacher. I wasn't planning on being up here. You might not want me up here either, but I'll tell you, I'm glad God had a plan for my life. I don't mean that. He left it all to God. I remember a song that somebody used to sing, any way you bless me, Lord, it'd be all right. Because God knows how to bless us. He has resources that we cannot imagine. He has wisdom and knowledge and understanding of our future as much as our past. There's nothing that he does not know about us. And there's nothing that he has for us that would be minus what would happen if we made our choices. That's the kind of God that we serve. I like that. I talked about all of these things, the praying that described him, the certainty of his praying. I'm just so glad. He knew that something was going to happen. And I really know that that's what he has for all of us. The certainty of his praying. And Jabez prayed. But not only that, but I want you to notice the constancy of his praying. This does not mean that he prayed one prayer. It was constant. Every day he talked to God. And our praying ought to be constant. It's not just every now and then when we decide we want to pray, but a little talk with Jesus isn't quite enough. Prayer should be primary in the life of every Christian. Nobody, and Jesus constantly prayed. The disciples constantly prayed, and there were results. One of the problems that we have individually and collectively as Christians, we don't pray enough. High on the agenda ought to be prayer. Ask and it shall be given. I already said this. Just ask God. What's so hard about asking God? What is so hard about seeking first the kingdom of God and having all these things added unto us? The constancy of his praying. Not spasmodically or every once in a while. It was a normal part of his life daily is to talk to God. Constancy of his praying. And then I want to say again the content of his praying. Bless, Lord, bless me indeed. I've already talked about that a little bit. Lord, bless me for real. Bless me indeed. That's the first thing that he said. Bless me indeed. I'm so glad that God is still in the blessing business. If you have been walking with God, you know that there have been circumstances and situations beyond your ability even to comprehend, and yet God fixes things in our lives. I'm glad to know that I am what I am by the grace of God. And that same grace is available to every child of God if we'll just do what God has called and commissioned and expects us to do. Nobody, you know that song that says, can't nobody do me like Jesus? Nobody has what Jesus has. Nobody knows what Jesus knows. Nobody can do what Jesus does. Why not have conversation with him every day of our lives? Lord, bless me indeed. And there are a song that says, count your blessings and name them one by one. I can't count all of them. Because God is in the constant blessing business. And I like to, all the parts of this prayer. First of all, bless me indeed. Doesn't tell me how. But then he says, enlarge my coast. You know, let my blessings just continue to spread out as far as you wish for that to be. Sometimes we are satisfied with too little. And sometimes we have not because we ask not. And I just believe with all my heart, Lord, enlarge my coast. I'm saying welcome to God's honor roll, okay? Several years ago, first of all, when I went to elementary school, I was second salutatorian there. You know what I mean? And most, that's about all they had. Because they weren't expecting anybody to go much to go beyond that. I was first salutatorian. And now I don't think they have graduations in that regard in elementary school. Got to high school, I got cool. I ain't make nothing, but just made it through. And that was by the grace of God. Well, I went to Bible college after God had made known to me that I was to be a preacher. I'm talking about enlarging our coast, giving us more responsibility, coupled with greater opportunities. I walked in the first day of that semester, and the president said, you know what? Congratulations, you're on the honor roll. Secondly, and by the way, God, there's an opening at the Baptist bookstore, and they will want you, picked you, chose you to take that position. Doors begin to open that led throughout, kept on leading on until I was working all over this state and beyond with both the black and the white state conventions and beyond. God wants to enlarge our coast. I could not even imagine anything like that happening in my life. But by the grace of Almighty God, I mean, I was nervous. I couldn't feel like I could handle such a situation as I was given. But it's amazing what God can do if we accept what he tells us to do and plans for our lives. I tell you, he has resources sufficient to handle everything that you need in every position that God might give to you. You're not out there on your own. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Bless me indeed and enlarge my course. We should not have our goal set toward just accomplishing little things. Enlarge my course. And I like this part about it, and I'm moving rapidly toward a close. And he says, enlarge my course. And then he says, that your hand might be with me. That your hand might be with you. Whatever I'm engaged in, however my opportunities are spread, I want you to be a part of it. Let your hand be with me. Everywhere I go, everything that I do, don't allow me ever to get so advanced in my thinking about myself that I feel like I got it made now. And, you know, you can be excused right now, but I tell you, you need him every day, every hour of the day, every undertaking, everything that you do. I promise you, we need him. Be not drunk with wine, but be controlled by the Spirit of the living God. Don't you know that he's an awesome God and wants to be with us no matter what might be happening in our lives, no matter what our undertakings are? And I promise you, you can make God's honor roll, but you have to make it on his terms. You have to do what God calls you to do and allows to empower you to do that. He's able to handle that. I'm almost finished. And I like that. And then he says, that your hand be with me. Then he said, keep me from evil. Sometimes we feel like we get so spiritual after we quit a couple of habits. You know what I'm trying to say? And feel like we are better than we really are. I want to tell you, we can't do it on our own. Temptations are too great. I know I'm right about that. And he says that your hand will be with me. We need him all in everything that we do. We've been studying about family for several weeks now. But if we want our families to be great, you know what I'm trying to say, and exceed, please know that you need some help from God. You may be organized. You may be informed. You know what I'm trying to say. You may think you'll just be lucky, but I want to try to tell you we need the hand of God. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you were to withdraw yourself from me, where am I going to go? Where could I go but to the Lord? Needing a friend to save me in the end and all the way until the end, where can I go to find that kind of help? Because only that kind of help come from only the Lord. But it's available to every one of us. I like this. Keep me from evil. I surely like, keep me from evil. And you know that, you know, he will do that. And we need help because there's evil all around. Temptations are everywhere. I know I'm right about that. And it's so easy to be tempted in a world like the world that we live in. I like that. Keep me from evil. I like this part. But you know what it says? It really is interesting. Keep me from evil, but don't let it grieve me. Keep me from evil, but don't let it grieve me. You know what I'm saying? Temptation's over there, and you know you're already leaning, almost ready to yield. And you know you better have some help before you slip. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Keep me from evil. I know that we sing the song, Jesus keep me near the cross, but we need him to keep us away from this evil. Because, I mean, temptations are real. Don't look at me strange. Temptations are real. You don't need me to explain, do you? You don't need an illustration of the example, do you? Temptations are real. You know? Yield not to temptation, for yielding is vain. It's sin. And he's smart enough to say, Lord, I got sense enough to know that something's going to happen to me if you don't help me. Can I get a witness? I know what I'm talking about right here. I mean, I don't care how holy you are. Temptation is difficult to handle. Don't look at me strange. You know what I'm really trying to say. Temptations are out there. And the tempters know how to tempt. I know what I'm talking about. Look like it's getting closer all the time. You know, it's mighty hard to not yield to temptation. Your eyes beholding what you behold and looking at what you look at and thinking of what you're thinking in your mind. You better ask God for some help. But here's the good part about it. Lord, keep me from evil, but don't let it grieve me. Don't let me sin. I wish I hadn't asked him that. I believe I slipped in asking for that. Come on, look what I'm missing, right? Y'all hear what I'm doing? Keep me from evil, but don't let it grieve me. Lord have mercy. And I'm closing. And the Lord granted him his request. And the Lord granted him his request. Guess who gets the glory here? Wasn't because we were all that. But I'm trying to tell you, God is a God of love, of mercy and grace, and God is a good God. God will make ways when it seems like there are no ways. God will take care of business. I know what I'm talking about. Somebody said it like the psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old. You can tell that, but I want to tell you this. I have never seen the righteous, you know what I'm trying to say, forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Aren't you glad that he's in your life? Aren't you thankful that he's blessing your life? Aren't you thankful that God is blessing our lives? Can't you be thankful for all that he is doing for us? I don't know about somebody else, but I'm so glad that I came to know him. Like the songwriter said, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lie down, thou weary one. Lie down, thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus exactly like I was. Weary, worn, and sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he just keeps on making me glad. Any glad folk in the house of God? Has God blessed you? Has God kept you in danger? Have God helped you to get away from temptation? You ought to give him praise, not just on Sunday. You ought to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The Lord has been good to us. Bless his holy name. Because he's worthy of all the praise and honor that can be given. It's invitation time in the house of God. Don't you want God to order your steps? Don't you want to go to the King? We serve an awesome God. Invitation is extended to Christian discipleship. If you need prayer, we'll pray with you.